This is GQDN for August 3rd. Happy hump day, everybody. You know me as Joe. Brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. So today, we talk about Far Cry 6, Dead by Daylight, EA. But today, we start with Bungie. This is brought to us by IGN. And in this article, Bungie employees were bombarded with racial slurs and death threats. So, the harassment did start after an employee tweeted about their new collaboration with African-American streamer Kumrazi in early June for Destiny 2. And within that tweet line, it had some doxing and death threats towards several Bungie employees. Now, within there, someone used a phone number and ordered a pizza to a couple's home and leaving them a voicemail saying, "Enjoy your pizza," unquote. So this stuff is indeed going on and still does go on. So now we get on to some other, well, less sad but still sad news, and that is coming to us from destructoid.com. and apparently a Warcraft mobile game from Blizzard and NetEase has been scrapped. Now, Blizzard and NetEase did give us Diablo Immortal, but this Warcraft mobile MMO was indeed scrapped, and that is because the two companies disagreed over financial terms, and ultimately they couldn't come together, so they called it off. There are things that do happen. There are things that just happen, and a game could be affected by that, and a disagreement can do just that. But with the sad, there is some happy on the other side, and this comes to us from DualShockers.com, and Diablo 4 alpha testers are reportedly happy with the game. Jason Schreier on Twitter at Jason Schreier said, quote, "Another fun but minor Blizzard tidbit that I haven't seen reported anywhere yet. A bunch of people are playing an early build of Diablo 4 right now, thanks to a friend's and family alpha test. Players are under NDA, but I'm hearing mostly positive buzz." So hey, things look good, and the story's good. People will be happy about it. Now, yesterday, we did give you the Blizzard quarterly report, but this comes to us from Destructoid.com, and EA has given the quarterly report, and this is also on the EA.com press release. And looking at the total net revenue, they did see, and this is done in millions, about a $200 million increase. The operating cash flow in 2021 was negative $143 million, and so far in 2022 is at negative $78 million. So it does look like on par with last year, but the overall net revenue would be up. And the number of shares purchased in 2021 was 2.3 million, and 2022 is 2.5 million. So there's also a bit of a breakdown in like 3 months of June 30th, like the total net revenue, cost of revenue, and all these other things. But it does look good overall for EA. And if I scroll up to the top, they did have some bookings here, such as live services and other net bookings for the trailing 12 months were up 20% year over year and represent 73% of total net bookings. But there's really nothing about games release and such as that according to the official press release. But still, everything does look good there. Now we go to GameSpot.com. And Nintendo Switch sales are down due to the semiconductor shortage. So, things are expected to pick up through September, starting September, like through fall. But that said, that will be that for that. Now, what Nintendo did say in their press release, they said, quote, production was impacted by factors such as global shortage of semiconductor components, resulting in a decrease in hardware shipments and subsequent decline in overall sales. But we shall see what happens over the next few months. Things could get better. Now we get into some inside the game news. And this is brought to us once again by Destructoid.com. And they're saying that Resident Evil's Wesker, Ada, and Rebecca are joining Dead by Daylight. So, if you're in by Dead by Daylight, it does look like some other bad guys are coming, and maybe some good guys are coming there as well. So, and that'll be according to their Resident Evil project. And that's on the Dead by Daylight Resident Evil Project W. So we shall see what happens there. It does, seem pretty good for those players. But I know about some Pokemon players too, so DualShockers.com did give us an update for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, because they're going to introduce new Pokemon form. Terra Slice could be a way that Pokemon are transformed from their regular forms into their Terra forms. So Terra forms could be, you know, really different things and could give them new abilities. Right now, little is known, but that is what we're seeing now. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet will release on November 18th on this year, 2022. So get ready, Pokemon players. We go to our last article brought to us by DualShockers.com, and this is a free-to-play time for Far Cry 6. Now, in this, we see that the Americas will be coming up this weekend, and that will be on Ubisoft Connect, August 2nd at 3 p.m. UTC. Release will be August 4th, and the end will be August 8th. It'll be the same thing for the Epic Store. Xbox One will have no preload. The release is August 4th, and the end will be August 8th. PlayStation 4 and 5 will be preload August 2nd, release August 4th, and the end August 8th. All the times, or all the dates, are same across the board, including the Europe and Middle East, among all the platforms, and Asia and Oceania. So now you know. I've played that before, and you guys know that, and you know that what I think about that game. So if you do want to play it for free, that time is coming starting tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll be back with another show. This has been a Don Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you again tomorrow for another episode of GQDN. Until then, go play some games, people.